This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine say they have identified a person of interest in Wednesday's deadly mass shooting in the city of Lewiston. U.S. news outlets are reporting that between 16 and 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Michael Sawchuk, the state's commissioner of public safety, identified a person of interest during a press conference attended by local television station WMTW.
And police are currently searching for Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Card or make contact with him in any way.
Residents have been urged to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel's military says its ground forces attacked multiple Hamas targets within the northern Gaza Strip Thursday before withdrawing back across the border. The military said soldiers struck fighters, militant infrastructure, and anti-tank missile launching positions during the overnight raid. The statement said the incursion was carried out in preparation for the next stages of combat, a possible reference to the large-scale invasion Israeli leaders have vowed to carry out in retaliation for the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed since Israel began its constant bombardment campaign in response to the Hamas invasion. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, which would force it to curtail relief efforts in the territory. This is VOA News. At the UN Wednesday, Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-drafted Security Council resolution calling for pauses in hostilities to allow food, water, and medicine to be delivered to Palestinian civilians. A rival proposal introduced by Russia that advocated a wider ceasefire also failed. Israel has resisted both options, arguing that Hamas would only take advantage and create new threats to Gaza's civilians. U.S. prosecutors are urging a judge to reinstate a gag order on former President Donald Trump in the federal case charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Federal prosecutors are citing recent comments by the former president about his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Wednesday, outside a civil fraud trial in New York, Trump was asked if he was concerned about a plea deal after ABC News reported that Meadows testified before a grand jury after receiving immunity from prosecution.
I don't believe that because I've spoken to Mark Meadows many, many times over the years, and he strongly believed the election was rigged.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan last week temporarily lifted her order, barring Trump from making inflammatory comments about prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. In a court motion, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team is encouraging Chutkan to reinstate those restrictions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford Motor Company that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly 6-week-old strikes against major U.S. automakers. UAW President Sean Fain told workers in a video message that the union got more than they asked for in the negotiations.
We told Ford to pony up, and they did. We won things nobody thought was possible. Since the strike began, Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The tentative deal would give workers a 25% wage increase plus cost of living raises that will boost the increase to 30% and up over the life of the contract. The 4-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. It could bring a close to the union's series of strikes at targeted factories run by Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. Sudan's army says it will return to negotiations with the paramilitary rapid support forces in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah Thursday. Fighting between the two factions broke out in April after months of rising tensions over the country's political future and plans to integrate the RSF into the national army. Army General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and RSF General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo joined forces in October 2021 to overthrow the transitional government formed after the 2019 ouster.